Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I've got a great episode on tap for you today. And this one's going to be a little bit helpful for all the new realtors out there, or for realtors who are thinking about maybe changing their brokerage. We're seeing a lot of that recently. This is going to kind of be like a checklist of things for you to consider if you want to join a brokerage. People ask me all the time, especially at the school now, new realtors especially, they'll say, you know, what are some of the things I should be asking? Because I say a real estate interview is different than almost every other interview that you'll ever be in. In that not only is the broker interviewing you as the agent, you're kind of interviewing them as the broker. Are they someone that you want to tie your business to? Are they someone that, you know, you think can help you further your career, or that could get you into being a top producer and you know, whatever it may be? So I get asked all the time, what are the things, what are some of the things we need to know? What are some of the questions we should ask? So I came up with a top 10, and I think this will be helpful for people who are in this position. So one thing that I think you need to know before you join a brokerage is, what is the work culture? They should be able to give you examples of how agents are valued, how they're supported, you know, how do they know that they're respected in their careers, right? I know at my brokerage, I say some of the best things that we do were not my idea. Those are ideas that were brought to me by my realtors. And I actually think that's a great thing, because it shows that I actually listen to their thoughts and their ideas. And if it's good, we roll it out company-wide. So that's something that you should know. Two, are there growth opportunities? Is there chances to be promoted? What do they do for personal development? One of the things that I feared as a worker, sometimes I would say, geez, could I imagine myself doing this job for the next 30 years? Well, in real estate, it's the same thing, especially if you're a new realtor. I'm very big on trying to convince all my realtors to get their broker's license. Now, hopefully they stay on board as an associate broker. But, you know, the whole plan is, you know, give people the knowledge that they need, where if they wanted to go out on their own, they could. Treat them well enough to make them want to stay. And that's kind of the way we operate. Is there growth opportunities? Do you want to break into training? I mean, right now you're someone being mentored, but in the future, do you want to be the mentor? Is that something you could do at a brokerage? Obviously, you can't work anywhere unless you know how you get paid. And you'd be surprised how many times I talk to realtors in the business and I say, tell me how you get paid. And they're not even 100% sure. You know, they'll tell you what their split is, but then they'll tell you about a list of fees that they have to pay, and there's a sliding scale on where the lead comes from, and so on and so forth. And there's so many different pay models that sometimes they don't understand how they're getting paid. I think you need to know that before you go and work someplace. Does the brokerage recognize and reward production? I think realtors really like that, right? People, they want to be recognized for doing a great job. Is there a yearly banquet where people are given awards? Do they celebrate top producers? Do they talk about someone when they have a huge sale or their first sale or whatever it may be? You can't be the person responsible for promoting yourself by yourself. It really does help if you're at a brokerage who helps in the promotion of you as well. How about the promotion of work-life balance? Is your broker someone that wants you to do real estate constantly? And is it something that they expect you to be on call 24/7? I know a lot of the old school guys, they like to say that they don't go on vacation and things like that. What a disaster, right? Like, I actually think that's the worst thing you could do as a realtor. I think vacations help rejuvenate you. It breathes some life back into you, the person. And I think that can help your business. So, does the brokerage encourage you to have some type of work-life balance? Is there open communication at the brokerage? Can you express ideas? Can you bring up concerns? Are you allowed to talk about those types of things? Some brokerages just say, hey, look, this is how we do it. Adapt to it, or we're not the place for you. And, you know, one thing that I say all the time when I train people, I say, you know, the one thing I don't want you to do, I don't want you to try to copy everything that I do. Because if you do that, the only thing I know for sure is that you'll be a slightly less effective version of me. I think everyone should have their own style. I think you should be free to explore that style and be the best version of you, because the best version of you will always be better than a secondary version of me. So I think that's important to think about too. Do they provide autonomy? Are you in control of the business that you're building, right? So I tell my people all the time, work with people that you want to work with. Understand who you're targeting and go after those types of people. I've had agents in my office who hated working with sellers. So I said, all right, work with as many buyers as you can. I have agents who only want to work with sellers. They don't want to work with buyers. That's fine. Just make sure you're advertising properly. Who's actually in control of the business that you're trying to build? Does the brokerage create a sense of purpose? You know, will my work actually matter? And we talk about that all the time, right? About how fortunate we are to be a part of some of the biggest decisions in people's lives. And as realtors, I think that's something that you can't take lightly, because the house that you're selling to a young couple who just got married may end up being their family home. It may end up be where they end up raising their children and hosting their grandchildren for sleepovers in the future. Maybe there's going to be a backyard wedding there someday, whatever, major events in people's lives. And you can't take that lightly, and you have to know how important the job that you're doing is. And what benefits are offered? You should know that too. Does your company pay for E&O insurance? What about continuing education? Are there fees? Is there additional ways to make money at the company other than just selling houses? These are questions that you have to ask in an interview, because in the long run, trust me, you're going to want to know those things. And what about the transparency level at the company? Are there goals? Are they clear? Is everyone able to see the same information? I say that all the time, right? So do you treat top performers the same way you treat people who sell just a few houses? I think that's important, right? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't look. Do we all want to sell a ton of houses? Sure we do. The more houses you sell, the more money you make. But whether you sell 40 houses a year or 4 houses a year, the clients that you're working with, it's the most important sale that you're ever going to have. So you got to treat the top producers the same way as you treat someone who doesn't produce a ton of sales, because for them, the clients that they're working with, it's the most important thing in the world. So those are just a couple things that you need to know about your brokerage before you join. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. Look, the truth of the matter is you might not find a place that hits every single thing that you're looking for, but you're definitely going to find a place that's going to touch on most of these things. And if you're really lucky, maybe it will do all those things. But you want to pick a place where you're going to feel valued. You want to pick a place where you feel like you have potential to grow. And when you have that, it gets a lot more easy to invest in your own self, in your own business, and your own future. That's all for today. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.